This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Voters in Aurora flipped control of the city council from conservatives to progressives. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports the new council was sworn in this week.
Aurora voters unseated three Republican council members, including one who gained national attention from President Trump and conservative media. A set of progressive and left-leaning leaders took office Monday night. Self-described leftist Allison Coombs was already on the council.
It's a sea change for Aurora. It was hard to imagine that we were going to win all of the seats, given results in past years.
Coombs said conservatives turned off voters by bringing negative attention to the city over the international gang Trend Aragua. Progressive members have named priorities like police accountability and infrastructure development. One big question is how they'll handle their relationship with Mayor Mike Kaufman, a Republican. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
With a snowstorm in the forecast tonight from much of the state, officials are warning people to start driving more cautiously and to be weather aware. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Massive pileups of around 50 vehicles closed icy sections of Interstate 70 for several hours this weekend in western Colorado. No one was hurt, but Sergeant Ivan Alvarado with Colorado State Patrol hopes drivers see this as an eye-opener about how dangerous winter roadways can be.
And the snow and the cold and the icy conditions are going to be here for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months possibly, right? People should start to drive accordingly.
Alvarado says this means slowing down and focusing on driving while always carrying food, water, and blankets in your gassed-up vehicle. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg.
More news at cpr.org and krcc.org.